The rain was good, but more needed to the east. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
It's just springs and ponds and all that kind of stuff is done dried up. Now they have it. This is not going to bring them back yet because it's not enough of it.
Washington County farmer David Saylor says those rains that blanketed the state this week from Tropical Depression Fay were beneficial in many ways, but still not enough for some areas of the state. Farmers in East Tennessee have been battling through basically their second year of a drought.
Some of us got up in here, maybe got 2 inches. I think we ended up about an inch and a half, something like that. But there were some spots 2 inches, which, you know, makes it pretty good. But still, the ground, after you go down in there a few inches, the ground's still dry. And it'll soak down. It'll help some down in there and make grass things grow.
And that's something a lot of farmers statewide are hoping, as many had already started feeding hay to their cattle because of the extremely dry conditions. Blount County producer Sam Keller.
We had actually started feeding hay this past week. We'd run out of fresh pasture to put them into. And we've also got 3 ponds dry, so we have to be selective about what fields we rotate the herds through. This one will be beneficial. We've got a lot of late soybeans, double crop soybeans behind our wheat that are just now getting into the blooming stage. And this will be very beneficial for them as long as we continue to get some rain on into September.
A lot of the corn is too far gone for it to help it. Late corn, it'll probably help it to make some grain and stuff like that, but earlier corn is done too far gone, it's done matured, and it won't do it any good. But as far as hay and things, we may get a good second cut, and last cut and hay may get improved better than what it was.
A good rain for many folks across the state, anywhere from 2 to some areas receiving up to 5 inches, but only about 1 to 2 inches in East Tennessee, where they definitely need much more. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.